I'm Stan Jastrzebski in Krakow, Poland. I'm traveling this week with a group of more than 50 people to witness the 65th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, the Nazi concentration camp. About half of the travelers here are either students or teachers, including a group of 8 Bloomington teens who participate in Bachelor Middle School's BTV program. The students are here to film a documentary about Eva Kaur, herself an Auschwitz survivor and founder of Terre Haute's Candles Holocaust Museum. I asked the young filmmakers about their experience both a day after visiting Auschwitz's companion camp, Birkenau, and after witnessing Auschwitz itself. Here, respectively, are Benny Richmond, Caleb Bechtold, Avery Walter Bailey, Courtney Sinclair, and Shane Spicer with more on their project and on how young people process an event which is simultaneously far away and larger than life.
BTV is just a group at Bachelor Middle School where kids that are interested in producing films that we all help, and we have lots of equipment that we can use for editing and photo taking and stuff like that.
It probably is only going to get worse from here. We went to Auschwitz 2 in Birkenau, and it's only going to get worse seeing all the exhibits at Auschwitz 1 with the hair and the shoes and stuff, and just the remains of like the Nazi evils and things.
Depression wouldn't exactly be the right emotion, but it's just around the same area because of just what they went through was not, I don't know how somebody could physically do that to a person, and it's really hard to imagine. So I think depression would probably be around what I would be feeling.
Whenever I was doing an interview with one of a lady that actually had survived Auschwitz, she said that she didn't envy me at all for going back, even though she had, because even when there were, you know, no people there, it was still such a dead place, and it was such a scary place because of what happened there. That just really kind of hit me that it just really wasn't a vacation.
I was standing there looking at one of the pictures, and it was of right after a train had just pulled in, and all the people were getting out and standing there before selection, and you could see the tower in the background of the picture. And I was standing there looking at it, and I could see the tower in the background in my peripheral vision of what I was looking at. And then I think that's really when it hits you, at least for me, it's when it hit me the most, where these people were actually here. And then from that point on, you could almost, it's a dead place, so to speak, but you could almost feel just the presence of everything that went on. And that was especially creepy for me.
Watching the films and stuff, like, that got you ready. But being here, it's 10 times different, like actually seeing what went on and how it happened, the stuff that they can't cover in the films. That's what really hits you the hardest.
In ways, it was like almost exactly the same as what I thought it would be, because, you know, you see all kinds of pictures and videos and stuff and it looks exactly the same. But being there was a really different feeling. And especially like the shoes. They said there was 90,000 shoes there. So 45,000 pairs, and they said that was 5% of the people that had just died at Auschwitz. I've seen pictures of that place before, but it's a lot different being there.
It was more real. I think a lot of kids think it happened so long ago and nothing like that could ever happen again. But really, it was only 65 years, and you never know, some things can happen. So we just got to be ready for that.
There is a point where you can, as you say, objectively portray what's going on here in a way that will still touch people without, you know, throwing all our own personal feelings into it. It's possible that people will be, from what we produce, people will be able to get at least a better sense of the feelings that people have at these places.
When we're going over this footage in a week or so, and we're showing other people what we've done and what we've seen, it's going to be a lot more real to us because we've already actually experienced what happened and all the stories. And to some people, it's just going to be like, oh, yeah, it's so far away, it doesn't matter that much. But to us, it's like real life, not like a dream.